Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. I am your host, Betsy McLaughlin, and I am here today with one of my favorite people in the world, Miss Catherine McIntosh. Welcome,
Yay!
Catherine.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking time during, we're in the middle of the busy holidays, so thank you so much for taking time to come and talk to me today. And we are talking about the impossibility of choice. It's like, what? Talk about a juicy title.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too. Like, really, really looking forward to this conversation. So are you ready to go beyond the logical, beyond the norm? And how about beyond defining and discovering what true choice can create? If you have no point of view, and I mean no point of view, about how it shows up, when it shows up, and what it looks like when it actually does show up. So that's some of what we're going to be talking about today. And before we jump into this juicy topic, just a little bit about my guest, Catherine McIntosh. For you, you know, some of you guys might not know who Catherine is. She is an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, as am I. She is also a serial entrepreneur, a world traveler, a sunshine seeker, a mom, a mountain biker junkie, and a rebel in every sense of the word, which I just love. I think that's so fun. And she's also a founder of the No Judgment Diet, which is a huge movement that continues to grow and expand and change and morph as things do. And Catherine's mission is to invite 10 million people and more out of judgment with their bodies. I have played with Catherine in this program for, I don't even know, a few years now, and I love it. And it's been such a contribution to me and the different things that she's created with it. And she says that life is too short to judge you in any way. Amen, sister. And she's like, after all, we have a planet to explore and consciousness to play with. And when you're doing judgment, you cut off the magic of you. I'm going to repeat that. When you're doing judgment of you, you're cutting off the magic of you everywhere you go. Wow. So what can we choose now? And so Catherine, you can find her at, she's got a website, nojudgmentdiet.com. You can find her all over Facebook, NJD, Catherine McIntosh with a K. And if you, for some reason, can't find her, feel free to reach out to me. I will point you in her direction. And that's just a little tidbit about Catherine. So, Catherine, the impossibility of choice and going beyond the norm. What does that look like for you?
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, part of what spurred this conversation or just even this topic, you know, and, you know, you're a part of it, Betsy. A couple months ago, I started something called NJD Every Day, right? And every day,
yes,
for 15 minutes a day, we wake up and we destroy and uncreate every, I mean, we're talking everything, right? Points of views, relationship, money, business, to really like get out of points of views. And so what I've been looking at in my own world right now is all of the insane places where I think I'm making a choice. Right? But I'm actually making a choice with a conclusion attached. And so in our brains, we go into, oh, well, this choice, and oftentimes, I don't know about you, but I know for me and my cute little blonde brain, my brain is already calculating what a choice is going to create before I choose the choice. And then I choose the choice, and I'm still calculating whether or not that choice is going to calculate what I've decided should show up, right?
I'm right? sure you're the only one who's done that.
I'm the only cute one that does that. And so what it's gotten me to look at is this question of, like, what does truly choosing from no point of view of what it's going to create, of how it's going to show up, of how, you know, especially like in any relationship, business relationship, friendships, you know, intimate relationships, we think that we're, at least that this is how it shows up for me, I think I'm communicating something and I expect the other person to respond a certain way. And I don't know about you, but it never shows up that way. And then it like throws me off track and I stop being in the present moment, mm-hmm. right? Because then mm-hmm. I'm judging, oh, did I like say something wrong, or did that person not understand what I meant, or like, you know, and this happens with business sometimes too. So I've been looking at this impossibility of choice. We tend to, choice is one of the best gifts we can be given on this planet. And every minute of every second of every day, we have choice. And so often we're calculating what those choices are and what they'll create before just being willing to kind of like a blind taste test. Right? If you were just like, oh my gosh, here's a choice, that's light, yes. Oh my gosh, here's a choice, that's not light, no. And literally take your calculating out of the equation, how much more would your choices like exponentially create something that beyond what you could imagine?
So well put. Thank you.
I clearly get excited about this topic. So,
well, in the, you know, you talk, it's such a good piece to this of the calculation and how much time do we spend in our brains, like calculating out our, what we think is going to happen. So it does take it, right? And it takes us out of actually being in the moment. I can't tell you how many times I'm going when somebody's talking, like I go to my response of what I want to say to them. So then I'm not even completely listening to what they say.
Isn't that insane? Well, and here's the thing that's even crazier, which when you're saying about the calculation, is every calculation is a conclusion. And, you know, Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, he says that every conclusion is a judgment.
Every conclusion is a judgment.
So if you are, yeah.
Wow.
So if you're creating a choice based on a conclusion, you're not actually choosing from choice, you're choosing from judgment of what the choice will create.
Yep.
Which, that's like a mind, you know, because, I mean, I've really been looking at this, and it's fascinating to me. The more I do NJD every day and destroy and uncreate everything, the more I realize how much my entire life has not been from interesting point of view, right?
Yeah.
My entire life has been from which conclusion is the right conclusion so I can make the choice based on the right conclusion that creates the judgment so I can't be aware of my future.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And when we spend so much time in the conclusions and the judgments, like, how limiting is that for what we actually can create? Wow.
Exactly. Because here's the deal. If we're choosing a choice based on a conclusion, which is a judgment, can that choice create what is possible? No. And then we go into judgment that we got the choice wrong. No, we
yeah.
didn't get the choice wrong. We put an expectation on top of the choice, which limited what the choice could create.
Well, you know, this, it's really, for me, insidious. Like, how?
I know.
Right? Like, holy guacamole, how many different places do I do this? Wow.
A million.
Mm-hmm. A million times a million times a million, probably in an hour. Oh, my goodness gracious. So with all of this, what do we do to choose beyond the limiting choices and conclusions and judgments that we've most of us have been functioning from?
Right. And I mean, I know for me, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so, like you said, insidious. So I personally, the first step is to start to acknowledge and be aware of all the insane places and all pretty much every place where you didn't even realize you were concluding your choices.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That would be step one, is just the acknowledgement of like, all right, I think that every choice I've ever made in my entire life was based on a conclusion of what I thought that choice would create. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's literally just starting to acknowledge it. For me, like NJD every day and literally waking up and destroying and uncreating every point of view I've ever had. It's allowing for me personally to like, and people actually who are doing it to go, oh my gosh, like, wow, it's amazing how much we actually conclude. So the first step would be just to be aware of it. I think then the second step is to start to be curious about what choosing without any expectation or projection actually feels like in the body. Because I know for me, Betsy, it's
mm-hmm.
so foreign. It's so foreign. It's so foreign that it might feel like it's not creating greater.
So you said, you know, to have some awareness of what that is for your body and then that it's foreign. So what do you do with this foreign feeling and not really knowing what to do?
Well, and I think that's, you just nailed it. Like, not knowing what to do is the perfect place to choose from. Right? Because look at the space of that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're going on a date with someone who thinks they know you and what you want and what you want to eat and how you want to have a conversation and what wine you want to drink, where's the invitation for you to show up? If they've already decided they know what you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when that happens, your choice is taken away from you.
Ding. So that's why I called it the impossibility of choice, because really we're like, oh, what choice do I need to choose? And already just based on that, we're already calculating what will that choice create, which stops the possibility of the choice.
So all the places that we have stopped the possibility of choice, what can we do to start the possibility of choice again?
To literally look at the energy, at least for this is how I do it, is like I look at like what do I want to create. Now with no judgment diet, the target is 10 million people out of judgment with their bodies, right? And so I have this frame of reference for my future. And so I'm looking at every choice. Does that choice add to that as a possibility on the planet, or does it detract from that as a possibility on the planet, or does it slow it down as a possibility on the planet? And so if you don't have a sense of what you'd like to create as your future, then, you know, most people have a sense of like, I would like more ease. I would like more time freedom. I would like more sex. I would like, you know, more joy in my relationships. I would like to feel more fulfilled in work, right? So we have a sense of things that we desire, right? And so then we look at, okay, well, does that choice add to those energies, or does it slow it down, or does it detract? And if it adds, you don't need to figure out how it's going to add or what's going to show up to add to it. You just have to be willing to say yes to adding that energy or adding that choice.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. So, gosh, there's so many different places we can go, and I do believe we're on time for our first break. So I'm going to just hold these questions to the next segment, where I know we're going to dive more into this juicy, juicy topic. Stay tuned, you guys.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?' And the teacher replies, 'When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed.'" Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to level 2 answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Wow, what a conversation we're having today. Welcome, you guys. If you're just joining us, Betsy McLaughlin here today with Catherine McIntosh. the founder of No Judgment Diet, and she currently has a program which I do believe people can still hop in for a little bit more time, right? The NJD 365.
Yeah, NJD every day, baby. people can still join. Yeah, I think two more weeks. So January 15th is the cutoff date. And yeah.
Awesome.
And actually, I'm going to be interviewing people on the No Judgment Diet Facebook page about their experience of NJD every day. So people are interested, they can check it out.
Fantastic. And like Catherine had said a little bit earlier, that she does come on every day during the week and then sometimes even surprises us on the weekend. And she comes on and she talks about any and all subjects and destroys and uncreates all of our conclusions and judgments around different topics. And lots of people hop on live, and if you can't be on live, it's always there. And she also has it in our Kajabi library. So it's really easy to catch up and watch it at your convenience if you can't be on live. And it's been such a contribution in my life already. And I know for you, Catherine, some of the things that you've said to me that it has contributed to you by showing up every day. Would you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, and it's interesting, you know, at the beginning of this course, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm committing to an entire year of facilitating for 15 minutes in the morning every day, the same time every day. I was like, I'm a humanoid. I don't do anything the same every day. And so I really kind of freaked out about that choice. But I kept looking at the choice and it was like, it's going to create so much greater in your world for the planet and the people choosing it. Like, okay, I'm in. And so what's interesting is, like, you know, today I'm back to my normal self, but I was funky for the last 3 or 4 days. And thank God I had to show up and got to show up for NJD every day. So it's this, like, sometimes we put this expectation on, I know I do, I put this expectation, if I'm having a bad day, I shouldn't facilitate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm having a bad day, I shouldn't show up. But it's actually the bad days that when I show up to facilitate, it totally changes my day. Because all of a sudden I'm facilitating and I forgot what I was cranky about or forgot what I was upset about, right? And so to be able to show up, you know, every day, sometimes without makeup, sometimes with makeup, on video, on camera, like, it's creating this really magical place where people are letting go of judgments about showing up they didn't even know they had. Right.
Wow.
And I don't know about you, but if we're all here for more consciousness and a greater planet and a greater world, what does the Earth look like in 500 years if we choose to show up every day, regardless of how we're feeling?
Mm.
You know, like, what, like, and not make the emotion, like, my crank yesterday and my, I was in a funk, my mom's visiting for the holidays and I thought it would be fine, and oh, she pushed all my hot buttons. So I wasn't fine, right? I was really struggling to the point where she actually almost bought a plane ticket home. So and thank goodness for the tools, because I called a friend, I got some facilitation, I lowered my barriers, I gave my mom an energetic hug. She came in the door last night and we had a completely different conversation.
Mm.
Because one of the things I recognized is my mom's never really hung out in my space before in the last 5 years for more than a day. So I never had to set ground rules like, hey, if you're in my house, this is my expectation of you. Love you, but if you don't want me to kill you, these are the rules. and I had never done that. So, you know, it's just the energy of, even in the funk, what would it be like to lower your barriers and still show up and not make the crank significant, because,
yeah,
or whatever the emotion is, and instead ask, like, you know, Gary says, ask for with everything, what's right about this I'm not getting?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's even in your, so you've made the demand that you're actually in showing up no matter what your mood is, and you're contributing to so many people and yourself, and then you even made the demand to your mom of something you've never made before. So you can see how it's percolating to other areas of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and also without, like, it was like I knew yesterday, I was like, well, she wants to buy a plane ticket home, I'm going to be an allowance of that. If she wants to stay and we can have a really cool conversation. So she walked in the door, I poured her a glass of wine. My son had a play date, and I was like, all right, I'm really sorry for being such a jerk to you for 2 days. Because when I'm a jerk, I'm a jerk. Like, I can stink up a whole place when I'm not in a good mood, right? I can really affect everybody around me. And it's not kind. So it, you know, yeah, it's about like, okay, I'm going to be an allowance of however this shows up. But if I don't show up as me, then I'm doing me and everyone around me an injustice.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. There's, well, even the willingness to say, hey, you know, I'm sorry, and like, what else could I create here? And you did it instead of continuing to dig your hole even deeper, you know, to the point where it, you know, she could have stormed off and bought a ticket and gone home. And the willingness to actually even look at that and look at, hey, I could have chosen something different here, and I'm sorry. There's a lot of power in that, you know, and actually that willingness to look at it and say, you know, and it even goes along with the conversation that we're having today. And then that choosing something different.
Totally. And you know what? The truth is, Betsy, she was so relieved that I said to her, I haven't given you any guidelines with you being in my space, and I'm really sorry.
Wow.
Right? She was like, oh, my God, can you please give me a rule book with how to deal with you in your own house? And I was like, yes, here are the two things that these are my two rules. And she was like, oh, I can live with that. And we've had like an amazing, you know, time since that conversation.
Isn't that
so? And I think that's, you know, and I'm looking at a lot of other stuff in business and my personal life where if I am feeling sad or emotional or cranky or crunchy, what I've discovered in the last week is it's usually because I'm trying to choose a choice based on what I think the other person requires.
Mm.
Which is never a good idea, right? Instead yep. of, oh my gosh, if I was being authentic to me, what would I choose? And here's the deal. We choose every day, every second, every choice creates, right? It can either create or it can destroy.
Mm-hmm.
But if it destroys, it creates crap, and then you learn. But it's like when I'm not being myself, and I'm trying to fit myself in somebody else's world, you know, and this includes trying to create a class. I get people who are like, will you please come to, you know, to this place on the planet? And I'm like, oh, I really like you. So yes, which there was no question in that.
Mm-hmm.
There was me trying to people please their reality. And when I try and create a class on the planet from that place, the class does not create itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get crunchy for months at a time, putting all this energy into a class rather than, wow, when does that class want to be there? Does that class want to be at that place on the planet? And what's required to actually have that class, and will it create a greater future? And the truth is, almost every class we facilitate creates a greater future, but sometimes it's not ease on our pocketbook.
Sometimes right. you're buying a plane ticket. And so you have to look at all of the places, you know, of is that choice going to add more ease into the future you would like to have?
Yes.
Not just because the reality is humanoids, almost every choice at least once is light. Do you want to go jump out of a balloon? Yes. Do you want to go skydiving? Yes. Do you want to fly to Turkey? Yes. Do you want to ride a moped in India? Yes. Do you want to go, you know, kite surfing? Yeah. like we're like, yes, if it's an adventure, I'm in, right? But sometimes that yes, like, when I was touring with the Grateful Dead back in college and a hippie and, you know, doing drugs and all that stuff, it was light. But was it adding to my, to the consciousness of the planet? No. Right. So almost everything is light for a humanoid. And so then it's like, okay, does it add to the future I want to create?
Hmm. And that's a great question to ask. So, you know, let's say people ask that question and they're not getting an answer, or what do you do then when you don't know after you ask the question?
I would ask more questions and would ask, what information am I missing? And then, is now the time? Sometimes all of us cute humanoids are so futuristic, mm-hmm. we get an energy that's so light. And we think that if it's light, that means it's now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sometimes it's light for 2 years in the future, 5 years in the future, 10
yes.
years in the future, right?
Yes. Yeah, so is so, now the time?
Is now the time, and is there information that I'm missing? And then who or what has the information?
Mm-hmm.
Right, like I was looking at something the other day, and I got that I didn't have all the information. And so I was like, mm-hmm. hey, universe, however this information needs to get to me, let it. And then I was in the gondola in Aspen skiing, and someone said something, and it was like, that's the information, thank you. And it mm-hmm. popped open my awareness, and mm-hmm. away I went.
Yes. And so it's in that, you know, being willing to let, you know, the awarenesses come whenever and wherever they will. And it kind of weaves back to, in the beginning of our conversation, there was talk about, like, not controlling, right? So that you certainly weren't saying, okay, well, I'm going to get my answer when I'm in the gondola skiing. And, you know, that's not what happened, right? You asked questions, and then the answers started popping in. And that's one of the greatest gifts for me of what I have learned with Access Consciousness and the tools, is the questions and the power of the question, and that you don't have to have the answers, and you keep asking questions, and there's an unlimited supply of questions that you can ask.
Well, and here's what I love, Betsy, is asking a question is a choice that creates possibilities.
Mm-hmm. So true. So true. So, what would you like to choose? Would you like to add to? Would you like to stop? Would you like to slow down? Would you like a trickle? Like, what? That really kind of tickled me when you were talking earlier. And it was like, what? So, what would you like to choose for your life? And you can choose to change anywhere that you've stopped or slowed down or tickled. Any second of any day. You don't have to wait until Monday. You don't have to wait until 2025. This is a choice that you can make any moment of any day.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. And yeah, I mean, just the lightness of that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it takes the pressure off of choosing. Like, how much pressure do we put on, oh, this choice has to be the choice that changes my life? And it's like, you know, I mean, so often when I was building my own business and the No Judgment Diet brand and, you know, doing all that stuff, people are like, oh, well, that's because you made a choice, Catherine. I was like, no. It was 1,001 choices every moment of every day. Mm-hmm. I just kept choosing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the impossibility of choice, is the lie that it's going to take. Yes, one choice can change your life, but it's generally 1,000 to 1,000,000 little tiny choices every moment of every day that actually creates the change we're looking for.
Wow. Mic drop. You know me.
You know, and so it's like, what everyday little choices can I be making today that would create a different future right away?
Wow. And like you said, that really does kind of start taking the pressure off, that you have to make the one choice, the correct choice, the one and only that's going to change your entire life. Phew.
Right. Well, the pressure's off. Oh, good. I can screw it up 100 times. I'll be fine.
And with that, we go to our second break, you guys. Stay tuned for more Yummy with Catherine McIntosh right after this.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Having such a fun conversation today with Catherine McIntosh. Thank you guys so much for always listening and sending me emails and messages on Facebook. And as always, you are more than welcome and invited to send me a message and let me know if there's a topic you would like to have discussed or a guest you'd like to have me on. I so love your feedback. And for anyone looking for Catherine, you can find her at No Judgment Diet, Catherine McIntosh with a K, and she's got a fabulous program, and she's always creating really amazing things. And right now she has an invitation that's only going to last a couple more weeks, and it's NJD365, and it's really about committing to yourself and spending this year changing some things that perhaps you didn't even know you had conclusions around. And she comes on Facebook Lives every day and talks about all kinds of different subjects. So you can find that at the NJD Facebook page, and feel free to reach out to Catherine or myself if you can't find Catherine. And thank you again, Catherine, for being with me today and having this amazing conversation about the impossibility of choice and all of the places where we have decided we don't have choice. And we're talking about, we're actually, what can we do when we think we don't have a choice? And what questions can we ask? And what energies can we choose and be in every second of every day? And I find that it becomes easier and easier as I realize a conclusion or a judgment or stopping energy that I've created about different areas in my life. And as I make the demand for more and more to show up, it's really funny how it'll be right in front of my face and I can't really avoid these things anymore. Are you finding the same for you? Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's like, what's interesting too is like anything that isn't in alignment with where I want to go and who I want to be and how I want to show up in the world. Mm-hmm. It's like leaving my life without me even having to do anything. And what's even like, what's crazy is the side effect of so I love you call it NJD 365. It's NJD every day. Right. And one of the side effects is I have like the worst case of CRS, right? Which, you know, I think most people know what it means, right? So the worst case of CRS, and the side effect is I'm like ridiculously happy almost all the time, except when I'm cranky, right? So it is interesting. It's like choice. You can't make a choice that isn't going to, like, I don't know. There's just this thing of I can't make a choice that can steer me in the wrong direction, because it'll just steer me somewhere. Well, and even that gives you a lot of freedom. Yeah, it really does. It takes the pressure off, like we said earlier. It gives you that freedom. So if you make that choice, and maybe it wasn't your greatest choice, okay. You can choose again. And it also takes the drama out of it, doesn't it?
Totally takes the drama out. It's just like, oh, right. Choice. Okay.
Wow. So there's so much here that it's, I wonder, when we get out of defining and the logic of this, then the doors that we haven't even opened yet, that are still waiting for us to explore, what else can we do to open these doors of exploration?
That's such a good question. Well, I think like being curious, right? Being curious, and like, because here's the deal is, you know, the way that you open a door, it might be different than the way I open a door, but the end result is the same, which is interesting point of view. Because if we can all get to interesting point of view, interesting point of view is really the driver of a different possibility.
And for anybody listening who might not be that familiar with what you mean when you're saying interesting point of view, would you like to give a little bit of information?
Yeah, well, if you look at,
you know, so interesting point of view is a tool from Access Consciousness. And, you know, I believe it's in Foundation. It's one of the main tools that we use almost every day. And so it's this idea of there's no right in a choice. There's no wrong in a choice. It literally is just like a neutral, interesting point of view. So if somebody's doing something that you don't necessarily agree with, instead of getting all up in a tizzy or in a huff about their choice, you can just sit back and go, oh, wow, I don't have to engage in that. That's an interesting choice. That's an, you know, interesting point of view. An interesting point of view, I would get upset that they're choosing something for themselves.
Right.
So it's really designed to get you out of polarity and into the space of your awareness that can create a different future. And maybe you would explain it much better than me.
No, I think you did a great job. And it really does give you a lot of freedom to not be spending time defending against or for a point of view. And when I start to find myself reacting in a situation, when I can remind myself, hey, you know, what are you choosing here? And are you being interesting point of view? Or are you, you know, going to whatever? And it's like, oh, right. So it really does help me to stay in that space of, okay, what, and as you asked earlier, you know, like what actually is going to create greater here? What will create greater? And that's one of the questions that I love to ask.
Well, and here's another question is, what will make this ease on me? Like sometimes I know for me, because I can be a bit of a bulldozer, I like pushing through things, right? Which doesn't always create ease. Like I can do it, right? We're looking at changing some of my back end systems in the business. And, you know, one of the systems I'm in love with, but no one else on the team is finding it ease. And I'm like, okay. And my team was actually shocked because they're like, Catherine, what will it look like if we let this go? What will it look like if we hang on to it? And I said, we need to let it go. It's lighter. It's going to create a greater future if we let it go. And they all went, we never thought you'd let that go. And I was like,
wow,
I'm looking at the energy. The energy is what is important. Not, you know, like we tend to hang on to things long after they've been useful. And this goes for things and people and, you know, what, like, business relationships, we tend to hang on long after it's already been useful, right? Like beyond the expiration date. And it's just a lot lighter if we look at it and just let it go.
And when you stay in that space that we just described of interesting point of view, then you let go of your points of view around the time and the money and the, you know, all of those things, which are probably part of the reason that you wanted to hold on to it to begin with.
Well, and then here's the brilliant piece is then the universe can work its magic to surprise and delight you, because it will probably turn out greater than you could ever imagine. But when we're control freaking the end result of our choice, the universe cannot contribute, right? It cannot like do its magic.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, so how many different places have we been control freaks? So the universe is just standing there waiting, like, you know, and very, very patiently, I might add, waiting for us to say, oh, wait, maybe
there is a different possibility there.
Totally.
And then when you start saying those things and asking the questions and willing to allow the universe to contribute, like Catherine just said, the magic that will show up and can show up truly, truly is beyond what you could have even predicted or controlled.
Well, and that's like, isn't the fun of living being surprised and delighted by mm-hmm. things showing up even better than you could imagine?
Yes.
You know, and I know, like, for all of us, none of us like to be controlled, right?
No.
And if we're being controlled, we actually shut down our magic. But if we're being invited to show up as our magic and surprise and delight, we go to great lengths to figure out all the ways we can surprise and delight somebody.
Yes.
Kind of insane.
Just a touch, right?
And yeah. And that's why, you know, the impossibility of choice is like, what if choice really didn't have pressure, didn't have a conclusion, didn't need a definition, and it was literally like, does this light me up in every area of my body? Yes, it scares the living crap out of me because I don't know how it's going to show up or when it's going to show up, but wow, it's light. And sometimes mm-hmm. those light choices don't actually result in a light result. They result in a heavy result, but it creates more lightness because you got the awareness that you wouldn't have had otherwise.
Say more there.
Right. Well, how many times, Betsy, have you made a choice and you're like, oh my God, it was so light. And it turns out the result of the light choice actually turns out to be heavy. It doesn't work out. Maybe it costs you money. Maybe it costs you firing somebody. Like there's this energy of like, oh my God, but I'm confused. The choice is really light. Why is it turning out really heavy? Well, the mm-hmm. lightness was because you needed that information. You needed that energy in order to change somewhere where you were functioning from.
Mm.
And sometimes we don't always want to look at where we're functioning from. We'd rather try to control the result. But the result shows up based on where we're functioning from. So sometimes we need to be able to see where we're functioning from so we can make a different choice. I know, right? I could talk
yes.
about this all day long.
Totally. And, you know, it really is just such an amazing thing and time that we are so fortunate to live in, where we do have such amazing tools and gifts and capacities and questions that we get to play with and explore and have amazing people on this show like Catherine McIntosh. I'm so grateful that, you know, for these conversations and for you coming on today. I truly am. Wow.
Oh, well, I'm so grateful to be on and for you having me on. Such a pleasure.
Thank you. And we've only got a couple of minutes left, Catherine. What parting words of wisdom would you like to impart with everybody? No pressure.
At the end of the day, it's just a choice. And if it doesn't make your heart sing, don't freaking choose it.
You know, and I heard Dr. Dane here, the co-founder of Access, said this one time, and he just stuck with me all these years later, and it is, a choice is not a judgeable offense. The first time I heard him say that, I think I almost fell out of my chair. I was like, what? Because that was was not how I grew up. That was, you know, every choice was a judgeable offense pretty much. And, you know, so it was like, wait a minute, what? So it really got me to look at things so differently. So what if every choice you've made is not a judgeable offense? And every choice you make actually leads you to where you are right now and beyond.
I love that.
And keep choosing.
I love that.
So what are you going to choose for now and 2020 and beyond? And I can't wait to see where we are with NJD 365, NJD Every Day, and all the other juicy things that Catherine will be creating with No Judgment Diet. Can't wait to see. Thank you so much, Catherine.
Thank you, Betsy.
Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening in to Imperfect Brilliance. Have a great week, everyone.